State lawmakers are considering a handful of bills aimed at reforming Hawaii's prison system. One would create and fund a pilot program that would hire part-time workers to make sure weekend visitation days are fully staffed. The chronic cancellations are nothing new. It's a problem that's plagued Hawaii facilities for years. Someone who knows this firsthand is DeMont Connor. He spent 13 years behind bars at Halawa and also served time on the mainland in Arizona.
I didn't know that my sister passed away before I got out, and that's all because I was cut off from my family. They have to figure out ways to ensure that visits do occur on a regular basis.
Kat Brady with the Community Alliance on Prisons agrees. She says the ongoing cancellations are cause for concern.
Visitation is absolutely crucial. Maintaining connections, crucial for reducing recidivism.
But there have been some improvements in recent weeks. Department of Public Safety Director Nolan Espinda was happy to note this past weekend was the first in 10 years where visitations at all Hawaii prisons remained open on Super Bowl Sunday. Last year, DPS came under fire after 68 guards at Oahu Community Correctional Center called in sick on the day of the big game. And while Espinda agrees that visitations are a crucial part of reintegration, he believes hiring new workers won't solve the problem.
I'm asking for the opportunity to provide stronger leadership, to instill the importance of this visitation right. We should not be hiring part-time workers to come and do the job that we already pay full-time workers to do. It's my job as a director to be more involved with this. There's a respectful request on my part to give me a chance to do my job.
The bill was introduced by State Senator Will Aspero, who chairs the Senate Public Safety Committee. He also called for the creation of a prison oversight committee, independent of the Department of Public Safety.
There are many issues that come up, possible overtime abuse to contraband being smuggled in or safety issues. I believe that this oversight committee just adds one more layer of eyes and ears to make certain that our prison system is operating correctly.
The committee would be made up of legislators, criminal justice experts, and former inmates. Noticeably absent from the hearing was the United Public Workers, the union representing the state's correction officers. Any changes to hiring policy would require approval from the union, and with no input from them, it's unclear how far these reform bills will go in the legislative process. Molly Solomon for HPR News.